AM 910, WJCW, Carl and Eric on this Wednesday morning. 7:20 is their time right now, and time to check in with the folks in Jonesboro, the town of Jonesboro, which sponsors this portion of the program called the JBO Show. Joining us, a regular regular contributor to the JBO Show, Ann Mason with the Heritage Alliance. Good morning, Ann.
Morning.
Glad you could join us this morning here. Understand, Chucky Depot Museum is going to have us a very special reception for its newest exhibition. Now, for folks who aren't familiar, real quickly, give us an elevator description, if you would, Ann, of what the Chucky Depot Museum is and is all about.
Yeah, well, it is a restored depot that was relocated from Chucky, Tennessee to Jonesboro, Tennessee, and restored to how it looked in 1906. And, you know, the museum celebrates the history of the community of Chucky as well as the importance of the railroad in this region, which, you know, was a big deal.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, there were so many different railroad intersections, hubs, and so forth in this region, not discounting the big one over in Irwin, too. Now, the exhibit that's going to be, that is opening this Saturday at the Chucky Depot Museum, what is it going to be featuring?
Yeah, so we change out the exhibits every year. Of course, the museum has permanent exhibits, but we do change out the temporary exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
And the one we just finished is called Our Work, Our Stories, African Americans, Women, and the Railroad. And it features stories about, Pullman porters, inventors who made, who were women or who were black, who, happened to, create inventions that, completely changed how we think of the rail.
Mm-hmm.
So we learned so much while doing this exhibit.
Wow.
And it's great. It's got so many stories in it.
I know there are a lot of groups associated with the railroads. The Harvey Girls come to mind. I think there was a movie made back in the golden days of Hollywood about the Harvey Girls, but it was a real thing, and they were women who would help take care of passengers who were debarking at a particular location there. They would provide hospitality and so forth. Another one, the Gandy Dancers. You know, what people said dancers on a railroad? Well, of course, they're the ones, that was their nickname, they're the ones who pumped the little pump cars, the two-person pump cars that would go up and down the tracks there to transport a couple of guys to work on various things on the railroad, and others as well, too. I think this is wonderful. Now, the reception is going to be from 2 until 4 this Saturday afternoon, right, at the Chucky Museum. Is there a charge for this?
No, I mean, the museum's free of charge, but we gladly accept donations. And, it's a drop-by reception, so come check out the new exhibit. And I will
mm-hmm.
say that you will learn more about the Harvey Girls and Gandy Dancers both in the exhibit.
That'll be exciting.
And we have a special speaker who's going to be there at 2:30.
Oh.
Her name's Millie Longcrier, and she actually was a brakeman on the local railroad line, and she comes from a long generation of railroaders.
Wow, how about that? That's going to be fascinating. You say that'll be at 2:30 on Saturday?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, that's great. Folks who have not been to the Chucky Museum, how do they find it? Where's it located?
Yeah, so it's located at 110 South 2nd Avenue in Jonesboro. So it is essentially really close to the Methodist Church. If you turn past the Methodist Church, you'll see the museum there on your right next to the railroad.
Okay, and the signage, of course, is very prominently displayed, so you can't miss it.
Yeah.
Understand you've got new warm weather hours right now?
We do. So, for March through September, the museum's open from 1 to 5 on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, and then from 11 to 5 on Saturdays.
Okay, all right, so very good. Now, online destination, can we find out this information as well, Ann?
Yeah, it's you can learn more about the museum on all of Jonesboro's websites, and the Chucky Depot does have its own Facebook page as well.
Okay, very good. 753-1010, of course, the main number if you want to call and get information in that way too. Ann Mason with the Heritage Alliance, Chucky Depot Museum special reception this Saturday from 2 until 4 o'clock. And a very special presentation at 2:30 with the guest speakers as well, all talking about our work, our stories, African Americans, women, and the railroad. And thanks for joining us here. Always a lot of fun to think out loud with you. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.